chemistry, physiology, and pharmacology of this oxidative stress. And well, why that? Because oxidative stress is actually is a great issue. I mean, I don't know whether you're familiar. I mean, people are which are familiar with this issue. They know that. The oxidative stress argument. Problems. Let's say problematics started in the 1980s. Let's say so. It's more than it's about 30 years ago, I would say. And since then, when we started studying, I'm saying we because I'm a biochemist, you know. And so we started first, so to speak. And so when we started. We didn't realize that, as a matter of fact, that this the problem of the oxidative stress was such a huge problem, and the issue was so big, involving most of the diseases of our diseases, the human diseases. So. This is the reason why we've been collecting these people together here in Rome, also because they like Rome, I think, I hope, actually. But, mostly because we do love here in Rome. We have good people, in Italy, actually, I should say, and now they've been collected in Rome, good people working on biochemistry of the oxidative stress, working on physiology and pharmacology of the oxidative stress and biotechnology. This is particularly from Ferrara. I don't know whether you want to know the names of these people, for instance. I don't know whether this is. Of course, Luciano Sasso is a very good pharmacologist and physiologist in Rome, as well as Giuseppe Valacchi in Ferrara, and Paolo Bovicelli is a chemist. You know, the point is that we need all this. It is a kind of combination of people because the material is, the issue is rather wide. So it includes the so many disciplines. So biochemistry, indeed, let's start with biochemistry, because, of course, biochemistry is the mother of all these disciplines, so to speak. Without chemistry and biochemistry, I should say, nothing is understood. And then we introduce everybody else to the problematics. And then physiology. Physiology, the viewpoint of physiology is kind of integrated. So they tend to watch at problems, to look at problems in an integrated way, more integrated than we do. From the biochemistry point of view, we try to look at single little steps, let's say, and overall steps as well. But physiology does it. It's its purpose. Then pharmacology, of course, because pharmacology wants to act on the processes. Pharmacology is kind of, exogenous something to our body. We all know that we're taking pills. These kind of things, which are so important in order to readdress, something which went wrong, so to speak, in terms of, pathways. So that's the reason why, we all together, now these 100 people from all over the world, the best people came, actually. We're very, very happy about that because, was quite a good, I don't know how to use the word answer, but it was a good answer of the international, scientific community to this call that we made. So this is as far as, it's 3 days. It actually is one full day and then a morning, and an afternoon. So it's overall it's 2 days. With a number of sections, including from the mechanisms. We start with biochemical mechanisms, then we keep going on to the physiology, as I said, and then pharmacology of a number of diseases where the antioxidant or oxidant problematic or problems is more rich. You know, and the reason why, you know, this is something very peculiar, I would say, and this is a really this is really a hot spot in terms of this antioxidant and and radical scavenging and this kind of thing, this kind of chemistry, very fancy and funny chemistry, so to speak, that started once again kind of 20, 30 years ago, recognizing that air pollutants, the oxides, you heard about that? I think you did. I mean, like nitric oxide, like carbon monoxide, carbon monoxide from our cars, so to speak. I mean, these oxides, we thought that were just pollutants, so something absolutely toxic to avoid it. And in fact, it is. It's like that. Because, our cars, they do produce huge amount of these compounds, and whereas our body, our cells in our body, they do produce very little, minute amounts of these gases, the same gases, like carbon monoxide, like nitric oxide, like hydrogen sulfide, which is not an oxide as a matter of fact, but I mean small molecules, gaseous molecules, which are produced to make cell signaling. Cell signaling means that, either inside any cell, our cells, or among cells, they do talk one to the other, or among each other, they do talk using these molecules to communicate, so to speak, and to react, as a matter of fact. And this is not just, kind of trivial, let's say. It's not at all. Because, for instance, if you stop doing this into cells which are forming the internal coating of our vessels, arteries, for instance, so if you stop, for instance, the production of nitric oxide by the so-called endothelial nitric oxide synthase, which is produced inside the endothelium, then what happens is that we cannot survive. In our body, it happens that people having such a disease would actually immediately develop hypertension in such a way that this hypertension would bring to to death, so to speak, so to be clear, let's say, on one side. On the other side, something similar happens with carbon monoxide in our brain. Just imagine carbon monoxide, the most venomous oxide, people dying for carbon monoxide in the mountains when it's cold, these kind of things. Well, yeah, that's true. But I mean, carbon monoxide produced by the heme oxygenase, this is the name of the enzyme that produces carbon monoxide in the cells. Carbon monoxide vasodilate our vessels together with nitric oxide and H2S. These three gases, that's why we call it the three gaseotransmitters. These three gases have gained over the time a real importance. Without them, we cannot survive. As a matter of fact, it's a very good paradigm in terms of showing, the way it goes. Biochemistry found it, and then physiology realized what was happening to our body overall, and eventually, the pharmacology came into play, and I'm sure that you remember, for instance, nitric oxide. I don't know whether you heard about, the Nobel Prize won by Ignaro. Did you heard about it? So, I mean, this is not recent. I mean, it's kind of 10, 15 years ago. He won this Nobel Prize, and this was because, he found that nitric oxide was the so-called X compound making the vasodilation. So you know, recovering, for instance, for heart attack due to ischemia. No, this was due to the nitric oxide, and eventually came out, you know, with some drugs, no releasers of nitric oxide. Well, the most popular was another something, was Viagra, which has nothing to do with heart attacks. But I mean, well, you know, it's good for health as well. I mean, as a matter of fact.